This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. I'll have today's stories coming right up. They've been the friend of the farmer since 1955, Micrometer, the company that supplies a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quantity, accuracy, and durability. You can go to their website and see their product line, micrometer.com/ag. And they want you to know that for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter from Micrometer, you can get free shipping for it by just mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. One word, free ship. Micrometer will send you your new flow meter on the house completely free of shipping charges. If you have a problem measuring the flow of your irrigation system, they have a solution. The Micrometer experts want you to know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Learn more by going to the website, micrometer.com/ag. Some airline safety analysts are saying there sure must be problems with that Boeing 737-800 MAX aircraft, so severe that the Federal Aviation Administration should ground those planes until investigators get to the bottom of recent crashes. Chicago-based Boeing reportedly has conducted additional training for pilots, with the company reacting quickly to any possible problems. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's news out of China today. The hog prices in that country have jumped to the highest level in more than a year and will likely keep rising after weeks of price gains, as the worst disease outbreak to hit the country's pig herd in years continues to cut the supply. Live hog prices in the major consumption and production areas went up 7% today compared to just Friday. Even though the demand is typically weak this time of the year, prices across the country have surged almost 20% since the beginning of the month. This price jump comes as the outbreak of African swine fever has spread now to 111 cases in 28 provinces and regions across the country. A number of U.S. analysts have been saying that the Chinese will likely have to come here for pork to satisfy consumers there in what is the top pork-consuming nation in the world. Coming into pothole season, there's a debate raging over which state has that claim to the worst potholes of all. I need to check with some of my trucker friends, realizing that this is a subjective judgment, but I suspect those guys up in the cab like Trucker Terry, the fellow who's hauled my tractors around quite a bit, and he travels across several states, I know he's well positioned to answer that, the way he gets jarred around. The Deputy Director of Communications with the Michigan Department of Transportation, Timothy Fisher, notes that Michigan spends less on its roads than neighboring states, and he says there's a clear correlation between road condition and how much is spent on the system. One fellow I worked with many years ago on the radio in Chicago, the late Bill Berg, maintained that as he watched those crews out there on the streets of Chicago, and they were well-staffed crews, they had several people on duty out there to take their turns, he maintained they were using peanut butter to fill the potholes. And it didn't take long then to push out what they put in. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.